BFBS.
Your stories. CFG.
As Christmas approaches, the RMP are on the lookout for those people that decide to drink and drive. I asked Corporal Fiona McCulloch of the RMP, what are the guidelines for drinking and driving?
In the British system, it's 80 micrograms of alcohol in 100 millilitres of breath, when in the German system, it's 50 micrograms of alcohol in 100 millilitres of blood. But however, if somebody's involved in a traffic accident and the Germans deal with it, then the limit is then dropped to 30 micrograms of alcohol in 100 millilitres of blood. But in saying all that, as a result of somebody drinking alcohol, your reactions or somebody's reactions is a lot slower. So that's where the nil tolerance comes in. It's a case of you either drive and you have no alcohol, or you drink alcohol and then therefore you don't drive.
So what we're saying is don't even touch a drop when you're driving.
It's not worth it because your reactions are a lot slower as a result of consuming alcohol.
What are the consequences if you're caught over the limit within the military environment?
Basically, it can ruin somebody's career. End of story.
Okay, and I know there's some ramifications within the German side as well, because you can be prosecuted through the German court.
You certainly can. If the German Civil Police or the GCP choose to take on the case, it can go through the court depending on what offences have been committed, and then it will then be processed on through to us.
I know in a lot of situations it's not actually at night time or an evening sort of problem, is it? It's the following day. People that have drunk a lot and they're still over the limit the next day.
Absolutely. A lot of people are under the misconceived idea that because they've drunk the night before, then the following day that they may be permitted or, you know, sort of allowed to drive. It takes invariably 1 hour for one unit of alcohol to process through the body. We as RMP are informed, and we do know when social functions take place within the garrison or across BFG. So as a consequence, we are then, you know, sort of on the hunt or on the lookout for anybody who may be offending against standing orders.
What can units do to try and help alleviate that situation?
Either be the unit to put on transport, or the fact that the person takes the responsibility of saying, no, I won't drive, either walk to work or even get a taxi or even get somebody else who hasn't drunk the night before.
This is Anthony Ballard for BFBS Radio in Germany.
Your stories.
BFBS.